Welcome to our pre-show. Welcome to our pre-show. Welcome to the Space Coast. You can see behind me the overcast skies. Yes, it has been like that. It's been raining. It sucks. But it's summertime in Florida. Summertime in Florida generally sucks ass. Although my first summer in Florida was when I was 19. I was working construction work. You guys know the story. But it was extremely fucking hot. And I'll tell you how the weather went. Around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it would cloud up and just piss down fucking rain. I mean, it would come down in buckets, lightning storm, all this shit. And by about 7 or 8 o'clock at night, it would be fucking gorgeous, man. The stars would be out. Everything would be just beautiful. And then the next day, the same thing. And this is the way it was all summer long. And meanwhile, I'm getting like shoulders like this. And I'm bulking out and bulking up and all this good shit. Living the life, you know, doing nothing but drinking beer and eating at Steak and Shake, which was the big one on 1792. And this is Orlando. This is Orlando, 1972. You guys, if you are native to Orlando, but you don't know what it was like in the old days, 1792. Yeah, that's where they had a Steak and Shake. So we would live there, or we did. And then something happened. My foreman, a guy named Randy Crane, nice guy, great guy. Randy, I used to ride to work with Randy. He said, "You hear about McDonald's?" I go, "What? They got breakfast. They got what? They have breakfast sandwiches, man. They're like open at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. They're selling." I go, "You got to be fucking bullshitting me." That was a new one on us, man. Nobody'd ever done it. McDonald's was the first. And so we went over there and we started eating McMuffins like a motherfucker. Seriously. This is around 72, the summer of 1972. Look it up. Ask McDonald's. They'll back me up on it. And then we had this place at the beach, and me and Rob and Ray, we moved into another apartment. And then the two of those guys decided they were going back to California. And I decided I was going to stay. I mean, the three, you know, we all three came out together. We gave it a good shot. By the end of the summer, Ray was ready to go home. He'd bought this little Opel Kadett. Anybody remember those Opel Kadets? Kind of like a little sports car. And Rob was like ready to split back to California too. But I, for whatever reason, I stayed. And I think it was because I had it in the back of my mind that I was going to, you know, because my plan was to write, and to back up my writing to fund my life would be to go into radio. Radio was simply going to be the pot of money that I would use to be a writer. So I think that's what I was thinking. You know, I'm going to get into radio here. And I'll do my writing. And so I hung out for the next 8 months. And I went to the Columbia School of Broadcasting. You guys remember that? I took that little, it didn't do shit for me. I mean, I didn't learn anything. But I did get some contacts. And I would say the Columbia School of Broadcasting did this for me. They actually hooked me up with WBJW in Winter Park. So I made a tape. I made a bunch of tapes. I got to know John Landecker, who was the afternoon drive guy at WLOF in Orlando. John was cousins with Todd Thyssen. Oh, no, he was a brother-in-law. And he told me, "Well, dude, just do a tape with commercials and news and, you know, send it around." So I heard about the opening at this WBJW. I sent them a tape, and they hired my ass. They fucking hired me for overnight, midnight to 6. That was my first job. In May of 1973, my first gig in Orlando, in Winter Park, and I was ecstatic. I was just like, "This is, you're shitting me, man. I'm going to fuck it." And you got to see, somebody was in the first week I was doing it, video, sort of mobile, portable video cameras were relatively new. And they were really not available for commercial sale or use until the early 80s. That's when I bought my first one, around 82. But this guy at the station had this thing, and they were doing video of the station, and they started doing video of me. I wonder where that video is. It was me, and I remember looking at it, and I was the most earnest 20-year-old kid you ever saw in your life. I was, you know, checking the show log, and I was making sure I had my weather, and I was doing this, and I didn't stop moving. I think I looked once at the camera, and I smiled, and I went back to all my bullshit, you know. You know, queuing up records, making sure I had it. Oh, God damn it. I was like Johnny on the job, man. So that was in whenever it was, 73, you know. But why did I bring this up? Anyway, this is a sunblock shirt. This is, you wear this on the beach. Guys like me with the fair skin that I have, you wear this shit. You don't go out there to get a fucking tan. well, why don't you put on lotion? Well, that'd be nice if I had somebody around to put the lotion on me. But instead, what I do is I walk down the beach wearing this thing. If I want to go and swim, you can go and swim. The thing's kind of comfortable even if you're wet, if you'll pardon the expression. Ted, what do you think?
Phil, I'm sitting here listening to you. I'm reminiscing I called my dad a fag.
No, you didn't.
Well, I said when my fad, and I meant to say my dad. It sounded like fag, though.
Watch the language, guys, if you don't mind.
Sorry, God, he's the guy that... Where are you going? He walked away. He got his feelings hurt. No, this reminds me of when my father had chicks on the beach. You know, my father, Chick Bell.
I know.
What are you doing with your arm? I'm looking at you on the...
I'm moving the phone away because I don't want the echo. The echo pisses me off.
Okay, Phil, I'm not the guy that created that.
I know that, but I'm... look at it. It makes all kinds of noise, too. And I use the... I can't hear the echo in the cans. I only hear it on playback, and it fucking sounds like shit. Now, I crank the fucking limiter. Oh, you know what I ought to do?
Testy, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Ted Bell. Ted from... I wonder if this is it, Phil.
Crank the limiter on the phone.
That's right. That's you.
I think you cranked the limiter on the phone.
You cranked the limiter on the phone, not me. Okay?
All right, well, let's see if it works. I think that worked.
This is Ted Bell, Phil. I know you've cranked the limiter. You got to run the levels real good because you were overmodulating.
You're absolutely right. I was overmodulating. I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have Ted, and he's been talked into putting Bell and Beans and Bell on the... He doesn't know, you know. So you've traveled 3,000 miles to be with a woman. 3,000 fucking miles you've traveled to be with a woman. You've moved your whole fucking life. And now you're sitting here all fucking day long waiting for her call. Now, I call, she calls, I call. Sometimes, you know, I'll wait to see if she calls, right? All fucking day, no call. And I just talked to her now, and it was, well, I was watching TV, and I'm so tired, and I got Heather Cox Richardson. So I said to her, you watch Heather Cox Richardson. No, I'm okay. Well, I'm doing a show now, and I don't want to do it 11 o'clock at night because I hate that. Because a lot of times we'll watch TV together, we'll talk, and I don't get around to doing the show till late. And I said to her, I've already got the cans on. God forbid I, you know, called to see if you were okay. I know you hate that. It's one of those fucking days. It's one of those fucking days, man. Anyway, coming up on the 19th or the 18th or whatever the fuck, I'm going to New York to be in The Pitch. We're very excited about that. Thank you, Tom Alper, and thank you, Christine Blackburn, and thank you, everybody. I can't believe the promotion they're giving me around the thing. And then I'll be there. One of the things I got to learn how to do is, how do I pack for 2 months? 2 fucking months. Now, my friend Adrian Merrill said, go to thrift stores, buy clothes there. And I'm like, I don't know, man. It's not that I need to buy clothes. Well, yes, I will, because how much can you pack into a suitcase? You can pack 7 days worth of clothes. So you're wearing the same 7 days worth of clothes for 2 months. That's 8 weeks. So you're wearing the same shit 8 times. For a guy like me, I don't give a shit, as you can probably tell. My wardrobe is extremely limited. Now, what are we going to do with Bob Green?
Yeah, Phil, I heard about Ted and Pork and Ted.
It's called Pork and Beans. It's Bell and Beans. God damn it. I hate it.
Whatever it's called.
Look at this. It's a steak knife sitting here.
Yeah, Phil, I heard Ted, you're doing what you're doing, Pork and Ted? No, it's called Bell and Bean. Bell and Bean. I singularized the bean because I felt Bell and the Bean. You remember, what was the show, Phil? Something in the Bean?
Yeah, it was a cop show.
Yeah. So you are partners with the Bean, in a way of speaking, yeah. If you want it, it's on the kid menu. If you want to get Ted and the Bean, and that's Pork and Bean, or Pork and Beans. And as a gag, we'll bring a plate to a kid's table with one bean and nothing but pork, you know, just as a joke.
And what's the punchline?
What do you mean, what's the punchline? Yeah, what's funny about that? One bean, you don't find that funny?
No, I don't, unless you're giving the guy a prize.
The guy? He's 8 years old.
Unless you're giving the kid a prize. So what is Bob Green's interest? Meet Bob's meat. He had a guy. Did he have a guy come in?
Yeah, Phil. I had a bit of a problem. I had a bit of a problem with the store yesterday. I had a guy by the name of. Do you know a guy by the name of Cruz?
Cruz Luther?
Cruz Luther, no.
All right. This guy came in and he said, I want to meet Bob's meat. I said, okay. Here, he said, no, the meat. Is that what you mean, your meat? He's looking at my crotch. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And he said, I didn't think so, you know. And he kind of faked like he was going for my zipper and then turned around and left.
What a weird ass.
That's right.
I wonder who it was, though. Is it...
Well, I got to tell you something. This guy, Harvey Wireman, came in. This kid, Chris Norton.
Who would do that? Dave Oliver?
Some kid. You know, this Dickman came in.
That's it. Bud came in.
I came in just for laughs.
But he's in California. Who's in California? Meet Bob's meat. Harvey Wireman would be good.
Yeah, Phil, I'm in California. I went into Bob. I went into Bob. Bob, you remember me?
Yeah, I remember you, Harvey.
All right. So I said I'd like to meet Bob's meat, and he says, ha-ha. And then I made like I was going to grab his zipper, and he smacked my hand away. And, man, you came damn close to a lawsuit. I'm also an ex-Marine. You know that, right?
I understand you're an ex-Marine.
Okay. You slapped my hand? I'll take your head off. I'll pull my knife and take your head off. And he slapped my hand. God damn.
Well, look, Harvey, what am I supposed to think? You go, I'd like to meet Bob's meat, and you go for my zipper.
I didn't go for your zipper. I leave.
Oh, help me. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, here we go. What are we going to do, man? All right. Do we have a commercial? No, we don't. Okay. All right. You know what? Tommy sent a new schedule. Where's the fucking schedule for the spots for this week? That's the thing I want to find out before I do anything. Where's the spot schedule for this week, man? Because, what's this week? 25th, right? I didn't see any spot schedule come in for the 25th. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Your account... No, notices are now available. All right, let me see. Loading. This is the slowest fucking computer in history. How old is this computer? I don't remember when we got it. Come on, let's go, baby. Haven't got all fucking day. Here's Tommy Callahan. This is the week of 9-1. So that's next week. Come on, bitch. There. I ain't even gonna ask these guys, man. See, this is week of 8-18. What about the week of 8-25? Let me see if he says the same thing. We have a new formatting system. Okay. I'm assuming, you know, these guys, man. I don't know, man. Maybe I missed it, but I'm going to ask him anyway because I might have missed something. So I'll ask him. I'll say, Tommy, are we, what, you know, what happened here with the, what's the date today? I mean, it's the 25th, right? I'm having a week of 8-25. Maybe I missed it here. Let me just put down here. All right, motherfuckers. Let's do this shit. Let's do this shit. Let's do it to it, baby.
Don Berman here for the Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. While I sit here in Los Angeles.
God, that's terrible.